All right, so I looked up the words C-O-R, heart, mind. And I already knew it, but I looked it up again because it's been a while since I've probably 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years maybe. But I don't even need to look the word up. I know it in my heart that the mind and the heart are connected. But if you look up the word heart, you'll come up for you'll find the word core, C-O-R. I'm going down the highway. I mean, down this road. So if you hear noise, that's what it is. It's a nice day, so I got the windows cracked. So the heart and mind are connected. You can see it in the etymology also, but just like how can two walk together except they be in agreement? The word accord, together, cord, to core. So the heart's in the middle. C-O-R means middle or core, like the core of an apple, you know. The heart's in the middle of the body, right? The reproductive system's in the middle of the body, so be fruitful and multiply. That's protected. The heart's protected. The brain is protected. It's got a bunch of bone around it. The core. So how can accordion, together, I mean agreement, how can those be all connected? Like I say, if you unfold the words, you go back, they all, everything ties together at source. Agreement, accord, heart, mind, accordion, core, C-O-R, core, it all's connected. Because it's all about the heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life, right? It's all about the heart. It's always been about the heart. Your whole life, everything's about the heart. Getting your heart right, even the way you manage money, it's all about your heart. Everything, how you spend money, how you submit to your authority. Even if your boss says something off the roof, insane, it's how you respond. God's your ultimate boss. When you really go to job, go to work, you're working for God. You're not working for the boss, you're working for God. Have you ever noticed when you got slack, when you started to get slack on the job, that somehow or another the boss knew about it? Well, that's God speaking through authority. You're slacking. Have you ever noticed stuff you procrastinate on comes up on you really fast? God is, His Spirit is everywhere. God is everywhere. When you call, let's say something happens, you call out to Jesus. I've had things happen in my life where I called out to Jesus, even before I got saved. I don't know how did I know, because I was listening to Charles Stanley on the TV, you know. So let's say something happens, you get attacked by some weird supernatural thing happen. I had, when I was a kid, I had this little red ghost come out of the closet, red demon looking thing come out of the closet and hit me on the chest, you know. I couldn't breathe or talk. I was like paralyzed, you know. So you just have to, and those what are those night demons that happen even after you get saved? I don't know if that was before I got saved or after. I think it might even be after. The night demons, they come and sit on your chest. You can't talk. So especially when you're a kid, you just say, Jesus, you can only sing it. You can only hum. You can't talk, because you just say, you hum it. You don't even say it. You say, you hum Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells, because you didn't know know any hymns, because if you wasn't in church, you didn't know. I don't know how old I was, but I remember that red demon coming out of the closet and hitting me on the chest, and I couldn't breathe, talk, whatever. And somehow or another, I uttered the name Jesus, and I was back, I could breathe again or whatever. Now, some people might say, well, that's just some kind of, could have been some family member poisoning me or something, you know, trying to kill me. Who knows? Because if they're into witchcraft, they're into sorcery and pharmakia and drugs. So the pharmakia drug thing, you're raised around people. So if you're raised around a bunch of witches and warlocks and crackhead, not, well, it wasn't about crack by then. What was it? Xanax and pill pushers and all kinds of drugs. You know, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, if they could afford it. You know, they spent, think about it, instead of investing that money, they spent money on drugs that just disappeared and it took away their health. Could be, it, and it don't even have to be a drug. It could have been, they spent money on alcohol, like it was a bizarro land. How do you know, how do I know all the tricks of these Jezebels? Because I watched them growing up. But then I found out there's Jezebels in the church. You know, you marry somebody in the church and you find out Jezebel's in the church, worse than outside the church. Just the same, it's the same spirit in the church, outside. It's the same Jezebel spirit. Blows your ever-living mind. Back to what I was saying. So a lot of times, even if a person has an authority figure, or has a spouse, or has somebody who is doing things they shouldn't do to irritate you, provoke you, persecute you, try to take you out of the spirit walk, God already knows it, and He's allowing certain things to happen to teach you about the inner person. Like I said, this person who I never expected, because they don't claim to be saved, went to church and got convicted and apologized to somebody that they were dating, and finally realized that it was causing bitterness in herself to try to blame some. See, when I don't care if it's a narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, the red flags are there. If you yoke up with a person who's narcissistic, God's going to give you the red flags, but the only reason you yoked up is because you wanted it. You wanted to believe the lie, you know? But C-O-R goes back to core. So what's the core thing in life? Guard your heart. Everything revolves around that. So the mind, the heart, everything's connected. And so everything you do is about the heart. Every interaction. If the heart and the mind are connected, even the mind, what your thoughts are about the heart, everything's, this whole experience is about the heart. you can't grasp the concept, maybe you need to be saved, because saved people should hear what, be able to hear what I'm saying. The words C-O-R, heart, core, mind, because if you look up the word mind, it just means the inner part of a person, the core part of a person. It also means heart. The heart of man is deceitfully wicked. So his mind, if his heart's wicked, his mind's wicked. If his mind's wicked, his words are wicked. Just listen to their words. Their words reveal their heart. And if somebody's always cursing, they can blame their mom or their daddy or their upbringing. But if they're always cursing, it's their heart. God will give you a new heart. Yeah, everybody gets mad every once in a while and says things they don't mean, but you look at the overall pattern. You don't look at little instances, because the flesh is nothing but sin, right? Anyway, that's enough.